Shamalechem Sweetest Friends, this year should be a special schuz farmer miyam rasi sheichi schuz moshe beshnareisal moshe Mordechai, and the refuas haram Yosef ben Chana, and Rav Shai ben Leah, and Rus Victoria Bastila Rovida, and Yenishmas Ravar ben Yaakov Shachna, and Yaakov Shlom ben Dov Ber. And this is based on the Torah of Magoyin Agadol. Rabbi Avraham Genachovsky Zatzal. It's based on a shiur he gave in Chol HaMoed in the year 1992, 31 years ago. So it's a klal gadol b'shas that every suffik ma'amidim ala chazak. If you have a suffik ashakul, for example, you have a woman, you're misukah, if she's miskadeshes or not miskadeshes, you say she's b'cheskas pnuya. If you have a suffik, if an object was huktosh, if it was given to hektesh, we say that it's Becheskas Chulin. And it's learned from Psukim at the beginning of Meseches Chulin. And the klal is Hamei Dover al Chizkotzoi mitzofik al Tetzienu mechizkotzo harishayna. So the discussion is, the issue is there such a thing as Cheskas Chiyuv b'mitzvahs? For example, a person ate a shear of Kedei Sviya. And he was Mischayv b'birchas ha-mazim min ha-Torah. And afterwards he's Mesupik if he made a bracha. Do we say Hamei Adam al Chizkotzoi shen ischayv b'birchas ha-mazim or mitzofik? Do we say it's a cheskas chiyuv to bench? Or we say no, there's no such thing as a cheskas chiyuv b'mitzvah. So it's clear that he has to bench. Because we paskin, sveikadoi raisa is lina l'chumra. But the discussion is, if his chiyuv b'toyah as a sofik, shezeo midin sofik doi raisa l'chumra, or his chiyuv is b'toyah as vadai, that it's midin chazaka shebuchol hashas. And it's this guy who's benching. Is he benching b'toyras vaday? Is he a cheskas chiyuv or b'toyras sofek? Midin sofek the right to the chum, and the nafkamina would be if he's mesupik, if he bechalal eight kishiul sviya, that he bechalal that he eats your sviya. If we say there's a cheskas chiyuv, so there's also a cheskas p'tur. But b'chay gavna, you don't have to bench again because you're b'cheskas p'tur. But if you say there's no such thing as a cheskas chiyuv, but if you say there's no such thing as a cheskas chiyuv, then maybe you would have to bench again. Al tzveke do reise l'chumra. If you say there's a cheskas chiyuv, there's also a cheskas p'tur. And he's a cheskas p'tur that he's not chayuv, because he's not b'sug with yetshi or sviya. But if you don't say that, then you go back to the regular rule of tzveke do reise l'chumra. And the Oymak HaSvara to say that there's no Cheskas Chiyuv in mitzvahs is because every Chazaka we find is a Chazaka that a situation didn't change. What didn't change? The nature of the item or the nature of the person. For example, Mikvah Shenimsa Chaser. The Chazaka establishes that it isn't Chaser until now. That's the Chazaka. It was Shalim, it was Malay before, so it's still Malay. Cheskas Chulin. So the Chazaka establishes that no change has been made b'torah chifetz. V'chein ha'med isha b'cheskas p'nuya. The Chazaka tells us that she remains the way she was. Because the Torah isha, it's a different woman, a married woman and a single woman. So v'meli, you keep her in the status of being a single woman. Mashenkin cheskas chiyuv, for example, a person was mischayv b'birchas ha'mazon, and now he's misupik if the chiyuv went away, there maybe we don't say Chazaka, because the mahus and the tar of the person, the essence of the person, after he's chayv and benching, is the same as before he was chayv and benching. And we have a concept of a cheskas tzadekes or a cheskas kashrus, so that's Torah Adam. That's the essence of the person. But here we're talking about whether or not he's chayv in benching. That's not the Torah of the person. We find that this is already discussed by the Achronim, the Gilim, the Ma'ar Shab, Shlomo Eger, Yeredeh, Tzimin Shinsadi Zayin, Hochos Mochos. Brings the Ma'ari ben Lev, and we don't know when he died. Was it before 30 days or after 30 days? Before, if it was more than 30 days ago, then you only have to sit for a few minutes. You sit Shiva, it's called the Shmur Rechoika. But if it was within 30 days, you sit a Shmur Krova, you don't know when he died. So when you find out, is it a Shmur Rechoika or a Shmur Krova? So it says Rishlam Eiger that the din is, the name of the Ma'ari ben Lev, that he sits Shiva, Kedin Shmur Krova. Why? Because you're ma'amid adam b'cheskas chayim. And therefore, you say that he lived for as long as possible. And he says you don't say the opposite. To be mamid bal shmua al chazaka kemais yabacheskas ptur, because we don't find such a chazaka. That's what we've been saying, that there's no such thing as a cheskas ptur. That's sad. That's what he holds in Mimela. He has to sit shiva. Or the Chacham Tzvi paskins that you don't have to sit shiva because ma'amidim ba'alashmua b'cheskas p'tur, and there's no din avelus. Your ma'amid ba'alashmua b'cheskas p'tur that he's not chayv in avelus, and memela he only has to do the minimum. And even though you're going to say that the Chacham Tzvi, but wait a second, why is the cheskas p'tur machria? Keneged says that yesh cheskas chayim. This person who's died has a cheskes chaim, so you have to assume he was alive for as long as possible. Mail to Shmuel Krova. So you can say there's tarti l'reis. So number one, meis lefanecha, and if he's dead now, you assume he was dead in the past as well. For as long as you can say, and therefore you're going to make it more than 30 days. That was more than 30 days ago. And there's also a cheskes tour of the person who heard it, like a mikvah at the beginning of Nida, that we say arei chaser lefanecha, and the person going in is tameh. So therefore, it's no good if it's lacking in front of you. So you see, or so you say meis lefanecha, and the person has a cheskas p'tur. So that's gevaldik. So here we see a machlok. It's bidyuk in that inyan. And the tzlach in brachas and daf chof, he writes if someone's mesubik if he ate shiur k'day sviya, we don't say safet sveik darais lachom to be mischayv in brachas samazim. We say hamid adam lacheskaso, and before he ate, he was becheskas p'tur. So mesufik, you're not mechayv him. And the Rabbi Akiva Eger also says this, that Shuvan Simon Zion, that there's such a chazaka, Hamir Adam Acheskas Ptur, and therefore he's Mesupik. If he Bechlaret Kedei Sviya, so he's not going to be Chayev in Birchas Hamazin. In Simon Chafei, he discusses in the Anis Machriya that there is no such Cheskas Ptur, and the Achra is, because we paskin that Safik Omer Halil, and Safik Birchas Hamazin, and Yon Nishir Kizayis, also Safik Ispalo. We always say Sveik Lakulik, he didn't Safik Dirabanan. But Lachar it's Shver, that according to the Shach, if there's a cheskes issur, we don't say sveikah derabanan lekula here also. There's a cheskes chiyuv, so he should be chayv even in derabanan. So kamach malan that just like we that even though there's a cheskes chiyuv here, just like there's a cheskes issur, you don't follow the you're not making on derabanan. So here, even though you think there's a cheskes chiyuv in your not making on derabanan, you see you are. You don't say halal. You don't have an etetra. It's a memela. There is no cheskes. There's no, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, there's no Cheskas Petur. However, in the Gilyan of Rabbi Kiva Eger, the same Rabbi Kiva Eger in Shulchan Aruch Kuf Pei Beis, it's Pashat that there is a Cheskas Chiyuv, and therefore he writes that if you're Mesubik, if you benched, you're Mechuyiv to bench Min HaTorah, not only according to the Rashba, that's Feke the Raisa Lachum, rather even according to the Rambam, that's Feke the Kula because it's a Cheskas Chiyuv. Beautiful. So L'chayra, we can be Pashat this Safek from the Gemara in Chulin. And if you're Aleph and Aleph, Gemara says, "Menon milsa dam rabbonon zil basa rube." How do you know the rabbis say that you should follow the roiv? So asim shviras etzim bePesach. So you learn this from the din of breaking a bone on Pesach. The Torah says, "Vetzim lo sish berubo." The Torah says not to break bones. So v'necho shemanikiv kruma moyach. So. Maybe, why aren't we choshesh that there's a treif in there? You're not allowed to break the bone to find out. And maybe it's treif. Maybe there's a hole in there. Maybe there's a hole in the membrane of the brain. So, el lav dam rishon lamrin, zil basa ruba. So the Gemara says, you know how we know that it's not a treif for this animal? And that you're yotzei your carbon pesach? Because we follow the rov. Because a carbon pesach is not shayach to mevarim nikiv kruma moyach. Because you're not allowed to be shayver etzen. So how do we know the animal is not a treifa? So it must be because we follow the roiv. We follow the roiv. So the Rishonim proof from here, can I get das Rambam? The Rambam holds veiked arayis l'kula min haTorah. But if that's true, so why does the Gemara need to come onto rov over here? You have mechtz al mechtz, even if it's 50-50, you still call the kula. So in fact, the Gemara to come onto rov, the Rishonim proof, not like the Rambam. Now if we say there's a cheskes chiyuv b'mitzvos, what's the bikash in the Rambam? There's a cheskes chiyuv, there is mischayv in carbon pesach. And the other Rambam holds we don't call the kula. That's why you have to come on to rov. The Rishonim still proved the lo kedas haRambam. So it must mean that these Rishonim hold there is no such chazak. Therefore they say to the Rambam, why do you have to come on to rov? 50-50 would be enough. So the Rambam could answer that he holds that there is such a yields there is such a chazaka. But it's doichak that that's the machlok. Is there a cheskes chiyuv or not? In other words, the Ram holds there is such a chazaka, and that's why I have to come on to Rov. The other Rishonim said there's no such chazaka, and therefore they ask on the Rambam, why do I have to come on to Rov? For you, 50-50 is enough. And don't tell me there's a cheskes chiyuv because there's no such thing. So you don't have to come on to Rov. So the Ma'amar of the Beis Yitzchak answers this kasha. So hopefully we'll get there. The Tshuvas of the Ma'ar Sham, he brings a ma'isa v'echad shen estapik in birach b'echad ha-mazayim, and he asked his wife if he benched. And the question is a woman ne'emenes, because we pass in erech ha-nemen b'isurim, that's when there's no cheskes iser. But here there's a cheskes chiyuv, so can he believe his wife? So he brings with Shlomo Kluger and the Necher HaNesivis, the Tshuvas Nachlas Yankif, who say there is such a chazaka. Therefore, you wouldn't be able to trust your wife, because Erech HaNem will be sure, but not going to get a chazaka. So the Maisa, the Marasham, learns that she's Ne'emenes. Why is she Ne'emenes? Because he brings another svara. He says that Erech is not Ne'eman, can I get a chazaka? We don't have a chazaka. In other words, when someone says that truma was taken from this tefua, so without his edus, we would say that there was no such truma taken. So there, we don't believe him. He's going against the cheskas tevo, cheskas iser. But v'al chazaka b'makom shenolad asafik kvar. Here we already have a safik. This guy is mesupik. Did he bench? And then he asks his wife. Then there he can believe her. Ricky Vega writes something very similar in his. Chadushin to Kesuvah, Taf Yud Gimel. Ayin Sham. Now, earlier on, we brought the Kasha and the Rambam. The Rishonim ask on the Rambam, why do we need to bring to come to Rov? To be Machshir the Korban Pesach. But Lav Hachi, we go, according to the Rambam, we go B'Safik 50-50, so why do you have to come on to Rov? So there's a tshuva in the Beis Yitzchak, in Yeridan Simon Lamites. He's Miyashiv, the Kasha that Rishonim and the Rambam, and he says as follows. That there were Mesupik Ulai Nikev Kru Mamoyach. So the issue is, maybe the animal's a Trefa, so there's no Kedushas Karban. So the Suffolk is not only Im Niftar Mi Karban, Elim Chola Hashem Kedushas Karban. In other words, the Suffolk is not only the Gav of the Gavra, is he Potter now, but was there Kedushas Karban in the first place? Ah, so there we say Cheskas Chulin. So there's no Kedushas Karban. And if we have a Chazaka, the Rambam agrees, we don't go Sveika Lekula. Here we have a Chazaka, and it's Chulin. We don't go Sveika Lekula, it's at the Karban. So it was never Kedushas Karban. So in other words, Machria, because it has a Cheskas Chulin. So because of that, we're suspicious that maybe never got Kiddusha and Memela, it's a Treifa. And that's why you have to come on to Rov, that it's not a Treifa. So Mikan, that brings us to another Nidon. And that is a woman comes before us, and she's Safek, a Jew, Safek, a Goya. And she was Miskadesh, so you know she received Kiddusha. Do we say Cheskas Pnuya? And the Cheskas Pnuya is Machria, that she wasn't Makabal Kiddusha? And it's also Machriya, the Safek Goya. We're not sure if she's Jewish or if she's not Jewish. So we could say that she's a Cheskas Pnuya. And since she's a Cheskas Pnuya, this woman who's a Safek Jew, Safek Goya, we could say that she has a Cheskas Pnuya. And the Cheskas Pnuya is Machriya, that she wasn't Miskadeshes. And it's also decided maybe she's a Goya. And if she's a Goya, she also wasn't Miskadeshes. We don't say that. And what's the Safek? The Safek is that normally we find in the Gemara that al-davar sheh ha-metziut mesupeket li. We have a Safek in the Metzius, and the Chazak is Mevar, what happened? But here I have no suffix as to what happened. I know that she was miskadeshes. We know that she was miskadeshes. So the event was very clear. We're just misupik if the event was effective. Did it work? Did the Kiddushin work? So maybe here we don't say a chazaka. Because here the Cheskas Pnuya is not machriya that there was no Kiddushin. Because we know there was Kiddushin. We know there was Kiddushin. We're just machriya because maybe she was a Goya. We know there was Kiddushin. She's a Suffolk Jew, Suffolk Goya. And we know there was Kiddushin. The only thing is we said, since she's a Suffolk Goya, so let's go with her Cheskas Pnuya. And the Cheskas Pnuya is Machriya, that she's really a Goya, and therefore there was no Kiddushin. That's not really how a Chazaka works. Chazaka is Machriya. What happened? In other words, if it's a Suffolk, let's say there's a Suffolk in the Kiddushin. So the Chazaka, the Cheskas Pnuya is Machriya, that there was no Kiddushin. But here the Chazaka is not Machriya, what happened, whether or not there was Kiddushin. We know there was Kiddushin. Here the Chazaka is Machriya something else. That she's a Goya, and Memela, there's no Kiddushin. Who says that a Chazaka works that way? Who says her Cheskas Pnuya can tell us that she was a Goya, and therefore there's no Kiddushin that we don't find? And that's like the Beis Yitzchak's Nida. There also, we know that the Behema was Hekdesh. The Suffolk is maybe the Hekdesh never happened because the Behema was a Treifa. There was no Kedushas Karban. That's not that it's a Treifa. There was no Kedushas Karban. So from a Subic, if there was Bechal, Kedushas Karban. And if there was no Kedushas Karban, then Memela, it's not a good Karban Pesach. But the question is, where we know of the Vada that there was a Maisa Hakdasha, and the only question was it effective? Just like over here, we know there was a Maisa Kedusha, and the question is, was it effective? And there's a completely different factor involved over here. What factor is that? The factor is, maybe she's a Goya. And here, maybe the animal's a Treifa. There we don't necessarily say that there is Chazaka. If the Shaila is, was there Hekdesh or not? Did he do a Mice of Hekdesh or not? So we could say the Chazaka is Mechri, the animal's Chulin. But here we know there was a Hekdesh. The only thing is, this is something, maybe the animal was a Treifa. And the Beis Yitzchak wants to say that, we say such a Chazaka. We say that the animal was a Treifa. Possibly, and therefore you can't go there with the 50-50. You can't go with the 50-50. And go to Kula, because maybe the animal was a Treifa, which means the animal never became holy. There was no Kedushas Karban to start with. So the Suffolk really was Kedushas Karban Chal? And there we can say that there's a Cheskas Chulin. Cheskas Chulin tells us that it wasn't Chal, but again, not because there was a Suffolk in the Maisa HaKadosh. We know the Maisa HaKadosh was Beseder. There's a Suffolk, there's another factor involved. Was the animal a Treifa? And because the animal might be a Treifa, we say, even though we know there was a Maisa HaKadosh, but it wasn't effective. Normally we're going to say Chazaka, where we know there was a Maisa HaKadosh. Well, we're Mesubik, if there's a Maisa HaKadosh, Mesubik Maisa HaKadosh, you go to Cheskas Chulin. Here we know there was a Maisa HaKadosh. The question was it effective? So Beis Yitzchak wants to say, we say no, it wasn't effective. Because maybe the animal was a Treifa. Mamre Cheskas Chulin, so to a married woman, a woman. Sefik Yudah, Sefik Goya, we know there was Kedushin. Hashem, maybe she was a Goya. And that other factor, in other words, it makes the Maisa ineffective. Rakopanim, the issue isn't the whether a gavra has a cheskas chiyuv or not. The issue is here, the animal. The animal had never been hektish. And that's compared to the case of the kedushin. In the Tshuvas Maril Diskin, in Simen Lamites, he discusses the sugya kedushin in Zayin Amud Aleph. We see in the Gemara, Tzipari Mitzara Shenishchatu V'nimtzu Treifa, Mutarim Bahanai. And we know Yishech the Tzipari Mitzara, One you shecht and one you let set loose, let free. So if you shechted one and it was found to be a treifa, so it's mutter b'hana. Rashi says, even though we're mesupik, maybe the treifa was after the hekdesh, and therefore it was already kadosh. Nevertheless, it's mutter b'hana. Fractosis has a mutter b'hana. Sveged arayse l'chum. Refrekt ma'aril diskin. What's the kasha? There's a cheskes chulin. And until now, the tziporim were mutar b'hana. And that's what the Chazanish Taka answers. That's how he answers Tosis kasha. I mean, Sveged arayse l'chum is a cheskes chulin. But here we see we have a suffix in the echolas hama'ira. We have a suffix in the effectiveness of the act. And we say the chazak is poshet. Now, we know there was hektish of tziporim. And the suffix is if the hektish was chal. Because maybe it was a treifa. And we say cheskes chulin, just like the Beis Yitzchak wants to say. We know the animal was hukdash to Pesach. We have a suffix. Maybe the animal was if the animal was a treifa, and maybe it's not chal. That's why I have to come on to Rov. So you see that we say chazaka even when we're talking about yecholas hama'ora. You know the event happened, you just want to know if it was affected because of another factor. L'chaira, you can prove about this suffix from the Gemara in Gittin. 28, the command says, this is your get an hour before I die. She's not allowed to eat shruma immediately. The Gemara says, I bimamed him al cheskes chayim, and she can eat shruma. Like if you send a get for an old man or a sick man, you assume he's still alive and the get's a good get. So here also assume he's going to stay alive and mele she can eat shruma. And Rabbi says, we're not choshish shema mace, that he's already dead. That he's dead already, we're not choshish, but that he's going to die in the future. Everyone's going to die in the future. That we are choshish. Everyone's going to die. The mele we're choshish is going to die, and mele within the next hour. There's no chazaka for that. And mele she can't eat shruma. Now, the question is, wait a second. You're right, there's no cheskes chayim, but she is a chazaka that she's an eshes ish, and that she's allowed to eat shroom, her husband's a kohen. So you have to say that the sugya is holding that the sherish hasafik is not about her. The sherish hasafik is not whether or not she's megureshes. The sherish hasafik is the husband alive or not? Whether the husband's alive or not, if the sharish hasafik was she megureshes and sabaseder, so she's a cheskes nesua. Cheskes eshesi, she can eat. But the sharish hasafik is the husband alive or not? And the husband alive, you don't know what's going to be in an hour. So mele she can't eat shuma. So mele huadim and idid idan, safik koya, safik yudia, safik Jewish, safik Jewish, safik non-Jewish. And the man's mekadisher, you can't say we're mamed her in her original chazaka. And she's a pnuya. Because the Sherish HaSafik is not in the past. Whether or not she's a Pnuya, that's not the Sherish HaSafik. Sherish HaSafik is, was she Miskadeshes or not? And since that's the Sherish HaSafik, we don't say Cheskes Pnuya. If the question was about her, is she a Pnuya or not? So, she's a Cheskes Pnuya. But the Sherish HaSafik is, was there Kedushin or not? And a Cheskes Pnuya is not going to help us. Just like by the woman married to the Kohen, the Eishes Kohen, her Cheskes Eishes Eishes is going to help us because the suffix is, Sherish suffix on him, is he going to die or not in the next hour? So whether or not there's a Cheskes Chiyuv is a Machloikas. And then from the Teretz of the Beis Yitzchak on the Rambam, it was Miyashiv the Rambam, we came to another suffix of, when I'm a suffix, not about the whether the event happened, but if the event was effective. Chor would appear that if somebody has a suffix, whether he made a neder or not, we don't say there's a chazaki to make a neder. Because a neder of the shuah is not a shinui in the chayfetz, that a chazaka is shaykh. Like mitzvahs, there's no chazaka. And the raya is, nedarim 18b, suffix nedarim mahachmir. Why don't we say, there's a chazak cheskes heter, so you don't say such a chazaka. So by nedarim, we don't say there's a cheskes lo neder. the other hand, you see in Tosis' Kasha in Gittin 31a, they learned this, we had a share in this recently. Nazir is drinking wine. Why does he get Malchus? That's Ras Safik. Maybe he'll be Sholin as Naziris. And the answer is, Ramamine b'cheskasai. That he's a Nazir and remains a Nazir. But, maybe a Nazir is Shinui ba'Adam. A Nazir is a Seth Reb Torah Adam. Kayadua. And that's why he has a Chazaka. Akopana Moira b'Raboisai. There's so much more to say about this. So hopefully we'll revisit this in the future. In the meantime, it was awesome. Just awesome. Baruch Hashem. Thanks so much for listening. Appreciate it.